This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. There is finally a fiscal cliff deal. The House approved it late yesterday. As you've probably heard, income taxes will go up on individuals making over $400,000. Chances are you don't make that much, and you might think you're not getting a tax hit, but you probably are. That's because the payroll tax, money taken out of your paycheck for Social Security, is going up even if you're not rich. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff joins us to explain. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
All right, Dan, you got the numbers in front of you. Just tell us how this is going to impact regular folks.
Well, it's a 2% tax hike, so that means if you're making, say, $50,000 a year, you'll have $1,000 less in your wallet over the course of 2013.
Okay, so what's the overall economic impact? We talk a lot about how important consumer spending is to the economy. How is that going to change the larger economy when that money is not there for these folks?
Well, for that average taxpayer, that works out to about $20 a week. That means maybe they're not buying coffee every morning, maybe they're not going out to lunch, or they're holding off on a new pair of shoes. You know, there's a debate over how much good this tax break really did over the past 2 years, but economists say losing a payroll tax break could add up to more than a $100 billion hit to the U.S. economy. That works out to about 0.5% of GDP. So with the economy still trying to rebound, that could hurt.
So this is a lot of money, a lot of people affected by this, you know, middle class, rich alike. Why did we not hear so much about the payroll tax in this fiscal cliff debate?
For one thing, this was called the tax holiday. Right there in the title, this was meant to be temporary. It was the stimulus. Stimulus has become a dirty word, as you know, in Washington. And there was a political calculation here. The Democrats know that Republicans don't like the payroll tax break. One former Democratic advisor told me pretty early on that the Democrats realized that they probably weren't going to get this, so they stopped fighting for it.
Okay, Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff. Thanks so much.
Thank you.